This is the new Nelmore podcast.
Now, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the New Normal Podcast. You know, I'm your host, Easy. You know, it looks a little different right now. You know, we got the black.
Here we go. Here we go. You know, starting
early. Disrespect starting early.
I'm just saying, you know, if 50 grew up on the West Coast,
right? He said this is a big rich town.
Excuse me? Yeah, he did, you know. You know, I got, you know, one of my longest friends in the building. Too many years, too many situations.
For real.
You know, he didn't want to show his eyes because, you know, the man, if the man sees his eyes, you know, I don't know. It's nighttime and he's still wearing sunglasses. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's good old, should I say government?
So, nah,
you know,
no, we're not doing that. Street name. Street name.
Well, before sixth grade or like or after high school, like,
nah, well, let's keep it simple. Let's keep it to the simple way.
All right. This is my man Bergs over here. You know, I just want to welcome him to the show. You know,
what's going on?
You know, let me give you some applause. Yeah, you know, we've been trying to get him on for the longest, but you know,
for the longest.
You know, he's our celebrity, you know, Barbara over here, you know.
He's the hot shot.
Yeah, so you know, he be doing
it's
his thing.
It's go time.
But you know, so you know, of course we have our regular member, you know, Miss Sophie over there, you know. And I'm really gonna just keep fucking with her because she hates when I'm saying this, but you know, this is my dog, you know, Miss Snacks.
Really?
I mean, you know, you want to clarify for everybody?
It's Torin, like Lauren, but with a T.
Yeah. Torin. Yeah, but with a T. But, you know, before we start, you know, I just want to, the people, you know, you don't see Janelle right here. You don't see Sean, you know, they sick with COVID. So, you know, we're going to pour a little, you know.
Drop on real quick for the homies.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know.
No.
But, you know, help himself. Yeah.
And selfies.
But just as Janelle would say, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
Yes.
And share. And let us know in the comments how y'all feel about these episodes and what y'all want to hear next.
But, you know, before we start with our episode, you know, me and Bergs, you know, we have that history. We're not gonna get into our history because
we definitely not.
It's too many missed,
too many story times.
That would be the episode right there. So you know, we're not gonna get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But Miss Snacks over here, right? Do you wanna like mention how we met, or like you cool with it?
Can take the floor.
The floor is yours, miss.
So for my friend's birthday, she wanted to go to exit 11. So he was sitting there, and this nice gentleman walks up. He sits next to me, and the strippers start to come, and I'm sitting there, and I look, and he's getting groped by one of the strippers. So I'm like, am I supposed to be watching this right now? Like, am I intruding? Is this? I'm like, wait, I can't look. So I kept turning around. Like, wait a second. After the first one, I was like, all right. The second one, the third one, I'm like, now I'm curious. I'm looking like, well, what's going on over here?
This sounds like my birthday on crack.
A little bit.
So, okay.
Yeah, and then she stole my hookah. And then from there, you know, she was like, oops, my bad. So then we just was like, all right, you know, we just started cracking on the strippers. One stripper fell, like, looked like she broke her ankle.
Oh, man.
You know, another one lost her weave. Like, it was a ratchet night.
But,
you know,
the rapper. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, then the niggas started rapping, you know. It was one of them nights. It was definitely one of them nights. But, that's, you know, that's how we kind of met, and then, you know, been cool ever since. So, you know, here, partner. But anyway, let's get into the topic, right? So, this hasn't happened to me. Actually, this has happened to me once or twice. But, you know, I'm just wondering, like, what would you do? Or let's rephrase it, because, you know, Bergs, this is not a question for us. This is a question for them, for the females over here, you know, Sophie, Miss Snacks. So how many times have you entered your significant other's house with an overnight bag, with an unexpected overnight bag?
You want to go first?
Nah, you go first.
I will say, for me, I've never done it because I'm the type of person, I don't like that awkward moment of, well, am I staying? Am I not? I read the confirmation before okay. coming. So I'd rather know ahead of time than sit here, look stupid, and like, well, what we finna do next? Like, am I staying? Am I not? Word. Like, I don't know.
I think distance plays a part. And also,
that's true too. That's
if she drives or not plays a part.
I mean, in this day and age, if you messing with a chick that don't got no wheels, I'm looking at you.
I mean,
a little sideways.
If she live in the city, she might take the train.
All right, exactly. That's the city. So but if we're talking about we live in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
So you know, unless you live in New York or Philly, you gotta have a car. You gotta be able to, you know.
I can see you living in like Jersey City, Hoboken. Stuff like that without a car.
So you just want to argue?
No, I'm just saying.
But that's a good point. It is, like,
I mean,
hypothetically,
yes. Okay. If we're living up north Jersey, no, you know, no. Yeah.
Also, another factor, well, I guess, would be time. What time is she getting there?
Yeah.
People kick out at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, oh, all right, thank you.
I mean, it depends on the relationship, though, right? Nah.
Definitely depends on the relationship.
Because if you get there at 4 o'clock in the morning, you
already
know
what it is.
I'm taking you to Pound Town. And then after that, you know, exit stage left.
But I also feel like it depends on the relationship. Like, if y'all in a relationship, like, I shouldn't have to question whether or not I'm bringing an overnight bag.
But if
this
y'all
is
not
just
in
a sneaky link, yeah. Like somebody
straight,
that I'm messing
straight,
with on the side.
Straight sneaky links. Straight sleeping, sneaky links, all that.
Well, then, if that's the case, yeah, I need to know ahead of time. Like, regardless, you never. I don't like leaving things up to assumption because you never know what that other person's intentions are. Because they could be that asshole. Like, yeah. Okay, come so, over, we gonna hit it, and then yeah, you gotta go.
You come like, out the bathroom, they like, all right, so.
Test me when you get home safe. Yeah, like, let me know you good.
You don't even get a response back either. So, like, wait,
why is he an asshole? Just because he wanted to go back to sleep.
He's not an asshole. Because I'm just saying, like, you know, at least make
that,
it.
That was a good question, though. I have to say, that was a good question.
It was, but I'm just saying, at least let it be known what's happening, rather than, you know, because you don't want that person assuming things. So. If she's assuming that she's staying and you're assuming that she's leaving, it leaves that awkward moment where it's like...
All right, I was always taught that when you assume, the first thing you do is make an ass out of yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you're assuming that you're spending the night, you already look like an ass. I'm not assuming nothing. When guests come over my house, guests usually leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I know about guests.
Let it be known. So when you're going to Burns' house, if you're coming over, you're also leaving
you
too. Okay,
you got to go.
But that's if you're a sneaky link, though. If there's something already established, so mm-hmm. have you? You know, Miss Snacks over here. Have you done anything like that?
No. Honestly, no. I do when I know I'm about to go set up something. I have like a little bag, but it's not like a overnight bag. But you know, that's your toothbrush, your mm-hmm. little mouthwash, sometimes a scarf, you know, because I can't mess up my curls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my little things that I need for myself. But okay. Outside of that, no, I've never taken an overnight bag. This is a bag that I know that once, this is just for that. I need my band, you know, my mm-hmm. scarf, put it on.
I feel like we
that's
need
to get through the night, though, right?
Yeah. Not through the night. But first of all, you're not messing up my curves. And you ain't messing up my hair. However my hair is, I need to wrap that up.
unless you want so, all this candy on your pillowcase.
Hold on. So we getting, you know, we coming from the club, right? Mm-hmm. Coming from the club, you know what you coming over here for? You know, we're clapping cheeks, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to tell me in that whole process, and you drunk. That whole process, you worry about some curls?
The first thing on her mind, like, I gotta protect my curls.
Because my thing is this. I would have thought, like, oh, maybe you would have, like, a condom in there, making sure that, like.
That's in there, too.
Okay,
condom,
all right.
You got some lube. You got just about anything you need. Okay, that's in good. Case. You never know how the night is going to go.
Yes, but she's just letting you know.
You know. Not a plan B.
No. Yeah, you gotta have that plan B.
Nah, you got a plan B in your overnight bag. That is no longer overnight bag. That's a whole bag. That was great. No.
How is that a whole bag? You came over there, so she's just trying to protect herself.
That's definitely a whole bag.
Thank you. That's definitely a whole bag.
I congratulate sis for that. Like,
for having a plan B.
Yes.
If sis met you at the club.
Yes.
And she hops in your car.
Yes.
And you peer over and she got a plan B. Drop her ass off.
Yes. Yes.
Yo, because I'm thinking that like she know what the deal is.
I'm looking at it like she's probably burning. If your first line of defense is plan B.
But we don't know if it's the first line.
That's toxic. That might be right there. Like,
this condom over the counter. That's supposed to be like behind the counter.
Yes, you have to ask associates.
You know, you ride around with them shits like peppermint.
Sometimes you gotta just make sure.
Just the case, you know.
Exactly. You just gotta make sure that you know no mistakes. No mistakes. You know.
Well, for all the girls that got kicked out their cars because they had the plan B in their whole bag, just hit up Ian. Because apparently he's accepting that.
I'm trying to be open-minded about the situation.
If you're driving around with a plan B in your bag, that must mean
so what was plan A?
I'm saying, listen, if you got a plan B.
I have a question.
Hold on, Berg. That means you're just doing straight raw at this point.
How many times you've done raw dog on a one night stand?
That's beyond the point. What we're not gonna do. What we're not gonna do. Kick my ass.
Just plead the fifth.
Here's the thing.
Political, huh?
Here's the thing. Yeah, I'm Obama fingers now. Here's the thing.
Straight focus here.
If she is riding around with a plan B.
That's not what I asked you, though.
Hold on.
But let him finish his statement.
That's what we are going to do.
Exactly.
If she's riding around with a plan B.
Okay.
Number one, that means that she don't believe in condoms.
Neither do you.
She don't believe. Bitch. When you invite me on the show, it's not what we discussed.
It's on the contract.
I signed it. That's you didn't make me sign the NDA. But if she's riding around with a plan B, that means that she don't believe in condoms. She don't believe in pulling out. And not only that, she plans on like letting you bust in her regardless of who you are.
And can I add something? And they probably know her by her first name, her nickname, her stage name, and all of that at the clinic. If she's doing all of that. Because
we're just assuming at this, but we don't know.
Yes,
but my thing is this. I'm going off of you now, Sophie. How many times have you raw dogged?
Not with nobody I met at no damn club. To get to that point, there needs to be a certain. We had to have been doing this for a while. I need to understand who you messing with on the side.
So you never started off with a person
raw dog. Hell no. You know me and my body. I don't. I do not. I'm a quarterly tester.
I'm thinking that you know you never done that either.
No, I've never started off.
You never started off with a raw dog.
No, I never started off with a raw dog. But I definitely looked back one time and it was like, wait, where'd it go? Like, who told you to take, like, No, you gotta go.
But let's switch it up to Ian.
I feel like there's a lot of lies coming around.
Ian, how many times have you bought a female home from the club and you raw dog?
How many times? Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't bring females home from the club like that.
I just say this. Liquor is a hell of a drug. Liquor.
I need to move over because just in case someone lightning strikes.
Liquor can cause you to make some of the worst mistakes that you've ever thought you could make in life. Trust me. Trust and believe that. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I've definitely hooked up with somebody in the first time and raw. I'm not gonna lie. But I mean, like, would I do that now? Hell no. I don't move like that. But that was what, in my 20s? Like,
I mean, consequences, man.
You know what I mean? Like, you thought you was invincible back then. And again, you assume. So had something would have happened, you'd have been looking like an ass. You can't assume. Like, not, especially nowadays, you can't assume with nobody, like, that they getting their tests or they messing with the one person. That's facts.
So, you know, getting back onto topic, you know, because we're going to continue to fall off topic. But getting back onto topic, because, you know, since none of them, you know, done anything unexpected because they want, you know, reassurance that they can stay over. Why do you think, you know, a woman would do like a little, you know, unexpected drop by with, you know, the overnight bag?
I don't know. I feel like if a female is coming over, period, unless, like, it's always that assumption that something may happen. I feel like it's always good to have a bag in your car just in case, but it's not designated for, oh, because I know I'm going to your house, I need to bring a bag. It's like...
So it's going to be in your bag?
Huh? It's going to be in your bag.
Just like she said, I'm going to make sure there's condoms, lubes, might be some toys. Like, it's going to be closed for the next day.
On the first time?
Not for the first time. I'm just saying.
So you're going to have toys just in the car, just on some prepared shit?
Just in case. Listen. You never know. Like, but I'm just saying, like.
Fucking toys going to be all dusty.
As a man, if you came to my crib the first time or whatever, we come to hook up and you bringing toys, that's a turn off.
I'm not bringing the toys out for the first time.
But when, if, like.
I'm saying this is a bag for, like.
I don't think you should bring toys to a guy's house. If you got them at your house when I come there, that's one thing.
But some guys like that.
Some guys are gay, too. Wow. I'm just saying, like.
Oh, man, wow. that was a good one.
That was a good one. But I hear that. I feel like, but you never know the person you're dealing with. I'm not honestly bringing it out the first time we mess. I'm gonna see the type of person you are first.
Yeah, sexually, definitely.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna just.
So basically, you only bringing the toys out if the man is not performing at, you know, top level.
Good point. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of men have not yet understand that, you know, we need to get ours too. So, so if we're not getting ours, like, if you're not going to provide me with mine, I need to get mine. I'm going to get it one way or another.
Well, you might as well just wait till you go home. That's why you're not supposed to stay the night.
Yeah, there's no.
The night was meant for us.
I don't necessarily think that I would bring a toy just because I think that he's not performing right. It may be just to add a little spice to
the bed,
to the situation. Sometimes, you know, just something a little different. You want to, you know, stimulate me a little bit more while you're doing what you're doing. That's fine with me.
As Berg would say, and some niggas,
so you might need a cock ring. You might keep. You know, so many
it's
so many different toys out here.
What did you say?
You got like the cock ring that's gonna help you.
The
keep
cock
up.
Ring.
Yes,
yeah, you don't know what a cock ring is?
Nah.
You know, you got the one with the little vibrator.
Do you know what the yes? Do you know what a cock ring is?
It's gonna, I think I do. I'm not.
I never.
Wow. You
know
what?
I just never had. No.
Okay. We should have a
sex night?
A toy night, like
sex night.
Okay,
it's a sex toy.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So you can definitely see, because it's not, the toys don't necessarily just benefit women.
Women, they're, they have a lot of men well. Toys,
like not in that, in that way though. But you know, like even with the cock ring, it's not necessarily just for the woman, but it's also going to keep you hard.
Yeah,
so you can last longer too. To keep, you know, till I get mine.
Why is he looking at Black Santa?
Black Santa ain't got nothing to do with this. Right?
Black Santa's like, don't look over here, my guy. I can't help you. But go ahead.
I was going to say, going back to the question you asked, Ian, I think sometimes a woman will bring an overnight bag to kind of send a message of, like, I'm comfortable here.
That's a good point.
And we, like, I'm different than these other chicks that may come through here. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's, I'm staying. Or they might even want to strategically leave something.
Yeah, I have that a lot. You know, I've had that a lot.
And there's times where you think, like, it was an accident, but it's strategic. And it'd be little things like a hair tie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It'd be small stuff like that.
Because
like,
y'all females know y'all do that.
Like a lipstick, a lip gloss, an eyeliner. Something small that... something small that you're not going to be like, oh, hey, you left this. You want to run out and grab this? But it's enough to, if somebody else was at your house and be like, yo, what's this?
Who the fuck is this?
Who's
are these? Like, why?
Now, I had a chick that had her own, like, little lash line and, like, would legit leave her lash throughout my house. Like, first it just started in the bedroom. Then, all of a sudden, it was in one bathroom, then another bathroom. Then I was finding them shits in the living room. I'm like, yo, what? Like, how many fucking lashes do you have? But I realized, like, she's just trying to, you know, put her stamp on it. Like, anybody come in here, they gonna know that, like, this is a grown-ass woman in here. You know, and you doing some things, so.
And see, like, men are different. Like, we doing, like, 4 or 5 rounds to make sure you got everything. Like, I don't want to leave nothing. No fingerprints. We wiping shit down. You know what I mean? But with women, it's like a...
Yeah, because we trying to make sure.
This is my sign to him to let him know, like, I really want to be here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, do you mind if I leave this here? Or,
but at that point, it's no longer even a sneaky link. Because if you feel that comfortable, my thing is with a sneaky link, y'all already know. The terms is set. This is what we're doing. This you come, you call me, I call you. You coming over, I'm coming over, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking to someone and you're in the talking stages of dating, that's something different. But it's a sneaky link. They already know what it is. Because you had that time.
Some sneaky links don't understand. Yeah, like some sneaky links don't understand, like, you really a sneaky link. Like, they know that, but they don't want to be that. They trying to be more.
Feelings develop, like, and it could be for multiple reasons. It could be because, like, the hookup is great. Like, the sex is good. It could be, like, they see potential in you. It could be that you got it going on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's very convenient. We both get along. Like, we could do what we do. We could sit up here and watch a movie and not beef. Like, this is what I expect a relationship to be.
Why are you watching movies with your sneaky link? You came over here.
Because they could be cool. They could be cool.
So you can't have a cool sneaky link? It's just
like you have a
or one of your friends that became friends with a friends with benefit, basically.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Relationships always, like, they always evolve and disintegrate at the same time, constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like every relationship. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all could just be friends. Y'all could hook up once, be like, hey, we're never doing this again. Mm-hmm. Then the next thing you know, you hook up again and y'all like, yo, we really get along. Like, I vibe with you. And then you evolve to something else. That's why, like, I mean, not to get off subject, but when people be, like, judging somebody off a first-time hookup, like, oh, she's a hoe, oh, she's this, or he's a hoe, or he's that, oh, you haven't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really believe in that because you could, you know what I'm saying? That could potentially be your wife.
So I got a question, though. So I got a question. So would you wife up a one-night stand?
Eventually, I could, yeah. I have no problem with that.
Well, it wouldn't be a one night stand, but like somebody that you smashed the first night.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard you say on the episode before, you said the first time you meet somebody, you're not looking at them saying, oh my God, you have a great personality. Yeah. The first thing you're thinking is, damn, I'm that must look good. Like, I would love to hit that. Or she looking like, damn, I wonder what he working with or whatever. So, I mean, like, that's natural human nature. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't look at a steak and be like, oh, my God, 32 grams of protein. I'm hungry. I'm going to tear that shit up.
Like, I'm finna fuck this steak up.
So, with that being said, it's like, who are you to say that a first-time hookup can't evolve to something else? Or you are, listen, like, that first-time hookup could change your life.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Oh, God.
Can I ask a question? Do you guys have an overnight bag?
No.
I mean, I have a bag, but I don't consider it an overnight bag. I consider it just in case bag, because I work, you know, my hours from where I work, I get off late. So if I'm gonna do something, you know, I gotta make sure that, like, especially if I'm going like north, like going to the city or whatever, I don't want to come all the way home. So I'll like shower at my job, do all that. And then like I have like an outfit that, a universal outfit that I can just get into anywhere with.
You got a bib, nigga? Like, you said, what, you got a motherfucking onesie? What you talking about?
I mean, I just got an outfit. What? I got some shoes. Like, that was a thing. Like, you know, just making sure.
Does that bag come out your car?
Nah.
Exactly. So it's not an overnight bag.
That's what I said. It's a part of your car.
If you take the bag out of your car and bring it in, then it's an overnight bag.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Okay,
yeah. And I think as a woman, I wouldn't do it either. Like, I wouldn't. I might take some things out of it. Maybe I want to take my fresh pair of drawers out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. But I'm not gonna bring the whole bag into your home, because, like you said, I'm not gonna assume that I'm gonna stay.
But not even that, like. I think the point that he's trying to make is, like, that bag is not even going into my house. Like, there's an outfit. The only thing that's probably being switched out is, like, you said, the underwear and stuff like that.
So it's not if I do, that's an overnight bag.
Yeah, if I do wear that outfit, now is dirty. Switch out the outfits that's in it and make sure I always have a clean outfit. But that bag is staying in my bag, like, in my car. Yeah. I'm not constantly.
And ladies, we're not having our overnight bag just sit in the car.
Yeah, I can, because if y'all have, like, makeup and all the other stuff, that shit gonna, like, melt during the summertime. Like, can't do all that. Like, for us, you know, I just got, like, an aerosol spray can for, you know, my deodorant aerosol spray. Bang. You know, a little washcloth, you know.
I think every man has, like, some cologne.
Exactly.
Maybe like maybe a deodorant or a body spray.
It's the cheap cologne that, like, you know,
just
like
something to throw on. And that's like just in case of emergency. Like, yo, I was just playing ball, but we gotta hurry up and go over here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not like, I don't think no man, unless she tells you, or unless you traveling across state lines, you not bringing a bag with you. In the sense of, oh, I might spend the night with her, like.
But I don't feel like, I feel like when, all right, this is just me. But I feel like if I do a good job, right? You know, if I do a good job in clapping the cheeks, she not going to want me to leave.
She don't want to cuddle.
She going to want to do something. She going to fall asleep. I'm going to put that, you know, thing to bed. You know, I was about to say the B word, but, you know, I'm doing better, y'all. I'm doing better. But, you know, I'm about to put that thing to bed, you know, and then I'm going to roll over.
So then I want to say, why can't it be the same way for the girl? Like, if you put it down, why? So because I bring a bag and you just, that's making me think that, makes you think that I'm automatically assuming. But what if I think, like, maybe he going to put it down and I might need it. I might, just in case. You never know.
But
I might want to go in the bathroom and refresh.
My thought, man. For men, I'm saying, I'm speaking for men, not all of them, but the ones I know, we want to leave because we don't want to give the impression it's more than what it is. When two people stay, then the impression that this is automatically on a, it could be the first night and it could be like, yo, it's more than what it is. Even like her cuddling and like laying on your chest, because like we all been in that awkward moment where you wake up and they still sleep. And if you a girl, he got his arm around you. Or if you a guy, she got her head on your chest and you looking like, fuck, why am I? You like, fuck, I should have left.
Uh-huh.
And you like, damn, I don't want to give him the wrong impression. Like, it was good, but I'm not really looking for nothing. Like, I just kind of was just having fun. Now you got to do all the explaining the next day. Like, so when a guy sees a bag, he's automatically going to think like, damn, she trying to, She's trying to trap me. She claim a spot or like this is more than what it is.
But like when we was talking about like how do you wake up the next day, they lay on your chest. I've had a situation where I had like a, well, technically it wasn't a one night stand. We've seen each other a couple times afterwards. But first night we met, he was attractive. I'm like, all right, let's go. You know, I'm down for the get down. And afterwards, I go to the bath. He goes to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom. Take care of myself. I come out. So now I'm like, what do I do? Like, am I like, are you expecting me to stay? Because I wasn't really, I wasn't planning to stay. And then
before that, that awkward moment is like, so I
come out. He's in the bed, and I'm like, oh, all right. I guess I get up under the cover too then. Because at this point, you're not walking me to the door. So now you're assuming that I wanted to stay. Who's to say I wanted to stay?
So get up and go.
There's
no shame in a woman being like, well, right, you know, I got work in the morning, mm-hmm. so I'm going to head out. I'm going to talk to you later.
Yeah. I didn't really mind because I was trying to wake up with that again.
Oh, see, that's what I mean.
So you was trying to claim the spot.
I was trying to claim a spot. I said, wake up and get that again. I wasn't trying to come back again. That
everybody know mornings.
You know, that, I want to get that morning. You know, it's nabbing a little bit.
I don't know. Like, for me, morning sex don't really do it for me because I'm going to give you the lazy dick. But, like, I ain't giving you the overnight dick. I'm giving you the lazy dick because I don't got the energy.
But I'm not a morning person.
I'm not a morning person.
You're not a morning person.
But to go back to what you were saying, so, you know, you put down and she falls asleep. But what if it happens at your place? Because I'm pretty sure you mean like that happens at her place where she falls asleep. And so what if you, yeah, at your place, you put it down and she is like, roll over and knock out. You like, ayo.
I mean,
wake up, start making noises so she could wake up and start moving things like mad loud. Like, so, oh, I didn't mean to wake you, my bad.
I'm gonna say this. You know, I got the greatest excuse in the world. You know, what's behind me? You know, my son. So I'm gonna be like, yo, wow. I'm gonna be like, yo, you know, my son is coming early in the morning, so. And I'm not ready for him to see anybody that I'm, like, dealing with right now. So, would you mind, like, you know, just kind of leaving real quick? Because, you know, I'll see you later, but I can't have my son seeing you here. Like, he's probably going to be here by, like, 6 in the morning. His mom like to drop him off early. You know, that's how she be. And, you know.
This nigga be having excuses in the bag.
I would rather just be like, you know what? I wasn't really expecting you to spend the night. You know, this is cool.
There's no nice way to say that. Yeah. Just be like, I gotta go.
That's
to work
why I blame it on my son.
I'm like, I'm going to the gym at 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, 24-hour fitness.
But the truth of the matter is, if you like a person, you want them to stay. As a guy, because you want to give that full experience. Like, I want you to wake up. I want you to see.
But
like,
you're also giving them the long dick too. The long stroke.
I mean, if I really like...
Yeah, if you like the chick, you're going to give her the long stroke.
We get something to eat. You come back to the crib, like... We got to go into detail on, like, how this whole thing works. Like, if it's just, go ahead,
because I'm interested.
If
this
it's
is
just,
intriguing.
Like, me and Ian go to the club, and he like, yo, I got these two joints. Like, yo, I'm taking one, you take the other. That's kind of like, all right, you got to get up and go. But if I meet you at the club, we dance a little bit. After, we talking about a car. We go get something to eat. We at the diner. We kicking it. We this, we that. Then I'm like, I mean, you want to come watch like a movie or something?
Yeah, I got a question though. Like say, you know, like, say we in AC, right? Say we in AC. You know, back in the day, you know, the 40-40 was, you know, popping and shit, right? And we dancing and anything. You know, niggas getting drunk. Niggas falling out. And then, like, you know, your mans go away, right?
And then do you mean they go away?
Like,
they disappear?
They just disappear. And then when they reappear, you know, they, like, kind of, like, locking lips and shit. Yo, like, what do you do at that point? Like,
how does that have anything to do with it?
Because he's trying to start shit. Yo, he ain't shit, y'all.
You about to make me act like Birdman.
Y'all, I'm just not like, hold up.
Yes. Put some respect on his name, okay? Put some respect on his name.
That was like a shot fired right there.
Shots fired. There you go. Shots fired.
As we finish, as we done.
he ever finished?
Stop playing on my name.
That was perfect. You sounded just like him too. Stop playing on my name.
I mean, you know, his nickname in college was 50 Fox.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of 50, a little bit of Fox. You know, Jamie Foxx. You know, that's what it was.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Yesteryears.
The memories, man. You know?
But,
yeah, what do you do in that situation?
Now you going back to
oh,
it.
My like, bad. back to the subject. Like, back to the subject. But
going back to the subject, though, yes. I want to make this point. If you meet somebody on the first night and you really feeling them and y'all vibing, y'all talking, and it's like a little bit more than just like physical because like you had a good conversation. After y'all do what y'all do.
But how much conversation you really going to have in the club, though?
No, it's not the club.
No, he's after.
Like, oh, after. Okay, okay. Okay. Diner, okay, okay, okay.
Now
okay.
You coming over to watch a movie.
Because,
like,
yeah, like, that didn't happen out there.
If y'all, if y'all end up hooking up, you probably, as a guy, want her to stay because you want her to get the full effect.
Yeah.
You want her to wake up and see, you know, your mannerisms, how you get around, like, if your stuff is clean, because she coming that night, she not looking in the kitchen. And
oh, now
you want her to see all that. Like, you like, oh, he got nice dishes. He got an air fryer.
You got to make sure you leave the air fryer.
Oh, he be cooking.
Yeah, like, he cooks for
That's
real.
That's funny.
He got the real oatmeal.
Not the generic brand.
Not the ShopRite brand.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? And I think it's the same with a chick, too.
Like, I feel like, in all honesty, I feel like that's a Bergs thing. Because I feel like Bergs does that. Like, I'm a little different. I'm not going to pull out my good stuff. I feel like Bird's gonna bring the chick back to the crib. Play, nah, go into the fridge, yo. Get what you need, and he's gonna make sure that he has all the, like, he's gonna have the, like, the gourmet shrimps and all that shit right
he
in the
about
front.
About to be like, here, this paper plate.
First of all, you're not going in
you
my fridge.
Well, the difference between me and Ann is this. Number one, first of all. Ian don't give a damn about nobody but himself. That's first of all. Wow.
Applause. Because Ian's not going to applaud that.
That's Ian.
That's not true. That's not true.
But don't let this little scumbag fool you.
Don't let him fool you.
If Ian really, really is digging a chick, he will go all out of his way. I promise you. Ian will order car service.
He will.
Shit he can't even pronounce.
Yes, he will.
Ian will start wearing clothes that don't even fit him.
Yes, he will. Looking like he went into his son's closet.
Like, Ian start wearing like size 9 shoes, knowing he's 7.5. Yes.
You just gotta know what I work with.
You don't even know how to tie a tie. He has a tie on.
It's a size 9. She's sticking tissue paper in his shoe just so. Hey,
gotta do what you gotta do.
Like, this nigga got on heels.
It's that. What's that shit called again? It's the heel pop.
The lift in your shoes.
Give me extra 6 inches, man. You know, that's all
I
need.
Like four inches. I've seen it on Instagram.
I remember Ian had a crush on this girl we grew up with. Yo,
we talking about middle school or high school?
A little bit of both. Because she went to middle school with us, and then she was in high school with us.
Which one?
What's another name for Somerset?
She didn't go to high school with us.
Yeah, she did.
She didn't. She did not go to high school with us.
She was
anyway,
there for like a year.
The story. Because okay, we want to hear the story.
And I think she came back senior year,
no,
too.
She didn't. She stayed out. She was in Phillipsburg.
Well, anyway.
Well, I'm this nigga sure she Ian, not know who she is.
Ian like her. Yo, we went out one time. Ian had like an English accent and everything. This is nigga. When did he turn into a prince? My name is Ian Forrester. Would you like a drink? Would you like ice in your drink?
Wait, was that the night that we almost got into the fight with Puma?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god!
He was holding doors right and shit. Now. Nigga holding doors. The doors above his head. He holding doors.
So Ian is a finesser. He will finesse the shit out of you. Like,
you know when Ian likes a girl. I see
this
that.
Is
you,
true.
You
this
know
is true.
When Ian like 9 out of 10 women though, Ian is gonna treat them like garbage because he's testing them. Yeah. He's in his. That's the one.
He's thing strategic.
About Ian, most people look at him and think like he's not going to be coming. Ian got the most confidence out of everybody there. You could have a basketball player with a $100 million contract. You could have an NFL player who won a Super Bowl, and you could have a black supermodel male, and Ian have more confidence than all of them.
I always say he has a 6 foot nigga confidence. Like,
nah, he ain't got an 8 foot nigga confidence.
Facts. Like, he got that's one thing I definitely
God
agree.
God made me this way for a reason. I have to, you know,
Ian
do
has
what I gotta
mad
do.
Confidence. That's
God
one thing I definitely
nigga,
agree.
The Oreos after 12 did that. The Oreos and milk after 12.
He was doing the same thing.
Fucking fried you on you. The late night chicken shag runs did that too.
Pick a chicken. But nah, you know, see, this is the problem when we have me and Berg said there's a lot of history with us.
Yeah.
You know,
I love it.
It's sometimes it's too much because you know, depending on, you know, Berg's is in a relationship now, so like I can only say so much without incriminating him. So, you know, like, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, everybody has a past. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing.
Instead of she
belongs to the street.
Bergs belong to the streets back in the day.
Don't do that, because Ian is. Because even though
I belong there, but I had a residency.
But don't let him do that, because we always say the streets are Ian's. It's called Easy Streets. It's no longer she belongs
like,
to the streets.
I don't feel Ian's like I'm a part the of the streets, though.
No, you're not a part of it. You are the streets.
I don't feel like I am the streets. I feel like, you know, like I enjoy myself. You know, I'm single, so I can enjoy myself, you know.
And you have, here's the one thing, though, I noticed, though. Okay. You have your own definition for what is a relationship.
Exactly.
What is single, what is dating, and what is, I guess, a girlfriend.
Okay. I agree.
And that's your own definition.
Okay. I agree.
It's not logical. It's not like
I feel like it is logical. I feel like it is explainable.
For you, though.
All right, yeah, so define. Kind of universal. I would like to know what a relationship is to you.
A committed relationship is.
See, now you want to ask. See, this is what
a committed relationship, you know, is one thing.
Who said anything about committed, uncommitted?
I mean, there's all different types of relationships, man. Like, there's all different.
In general, what's a relationship?
I mean, there's all different types of relationships, so that's why I specify a committed relationship.
No,
so can you be in a relationship without being committed?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
when you say a relationship, that means y'all already came to, like.
You could be in an open relationship.
But y'all came to that agreement. Yeah, y'all committed.
So I'm saying, so every relationship
is a commitment.
Okay, all right. Yeah. But like, is this not a non-open? Is this an open? You know.
But why is it got to be all that? That's what I'm saying. Because like,
there's all different types of relationships.
Are you discussing that? This is my question. Are you having that discussion with the person before you choose to have sex with them?
No, he's not.
Are we open? Or are we not open?
Nah, I make you. I mean, I let her decide on the level.
I said
level.
Prior to sex. Are you having that conversation?
I let her decide what the level of relationship we're doing.
How?
Nope.
By her actions.
But what about your actions? What are your actions?
my actions.
Thank you.
My
that's,
actions.
That's,
hey,
that's
man,
perfect.
It's the laws of physics. Every reaction causes reaction. So
no,
I'm
but
looking.
This is why I always say, Ian would put out his actions would make a female think like, oh, he wants something serious. He wants something like committed. And it's like, nah, we just talking. But yeah, you're acting like this is something like.
Nah, I mean, we're talking. I'm getting to know you. My
yes,
whole thing
but you're
is,
talking. It's at a whole nother level where like in somebody else's eye, it doesn't look like you're talking. It looks like you're committed. You're like.
I'm trying to figure. I mean. I'm sorry that you get the wrong impression, but I'm talking to you. Not every guy has the I guess quote unquote the intensity of the way that they talk to a person. It's facts. So the way that I talk to a person, I'm trying to get to know the person to figure out what my next move with that person is going to be. Once I figure out what my next move with that person is going to be, that's how I start to move, and then she'll know that. But if she doesn't know that and she's I guess oblivious to what's going on, then I have to explain, hey, I'm not really feeling you like this right now. This is how I feel. And I'll discuss it. Like, this is how I feel. This is how it's going to go. If you decide to keep going with me on that, you know, on that path, that's on you. But you know what, you know what to do.
My thing is this though, like, are you okay with you doing the same, you doing something and her doing the same thing on her end?
Yeah.
So if you,
but then we're not committed. If
I'm saying if you hook up with a chick,
yeah,
you hit it raw.
Okay.
She go back and have sex with four other dudes raw, and come back and have sex with you. You okay with that?
Nah, because that's not happening.
Okay,
so but the thing about it is,
in all honesty, I'll be playing around, but I'm not hitting that shit raw. Like, I'm being dead ass. If I'm gonna hit something raw, it's gonna be something that I'm somebody that I've been dealing with for a while. Because, you know, like we just both said, we are older. There are consequences to our actions now.
Yeah.
That we did not, like, luckily, I know our history, that we was never, fortunately, we was never a part of.
Yeah.
And we missed a lot of things like that.
Bullets.
Whew, thank God. So, but dealing with a chick, if I'm going to go in you raw, I've been dealing with you for a while.
Okay, so,
and I trust you on that level.
So then let's double back then. My thing is this. Because we're older,
yeah,
we got less time, right? Like, we now on borrowed time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, we don't got time to waste. Why not have that conversation straight up before you even get it popping? Like, yo, what are we doing? What is this going to be? Because I'm not wasting time. Because... And there's women that's out there that's just like you. I swear to God.
Oh, no, I know
there's women that are listening right now that are like, yo, that's the type of dude I want.
Talking to her. Talk to
her. There's Ann Forrester. And J Forrester.
Yes. Don't forget the J.
And the J is for jump off.
Hello.
No, but I'm saying there's people out there that are looking for exactly what you're looking for. And okay. I think at this age, it's only... mature. I'm not gonna say it's right or wrong. It's only the mature thing to do is to have a straight up
conversation
mm-hmm. about what it is, what it's gonna be.
See, the thing about it is I've done the conversations before, and I feel like sometimes the conversations don't necessarily lead to the right reaction. So what I look at is I look at your actions. I don't really care for the conversation. So
the
I look at how you
could be misleading too.
That's true. That's facts. But it's like, I feel like people, that's going to be next week's episode, but I have a situation where it's like, yo, you know, like I've talked to a woman and you would have thought that she would have, you know, been up front with me because of, you know, our history and this, that, the other, but she's doing her own thing on the side. And not informing me, but I'm, you know, somewhat informed. So to me, I want to see your actions first. I want to see how you're moving. And how you're moving, 9 times out of 10, is going to show me what I need to do next.
I believe the biggest thing is open communication.
Mm-hmm.
But niggas lie every day, though. Because, like, if I know that, for instance, let's say mm-hmm. me and you talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you want a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know the only way to get in your pants is to make it seem like I want the relationship too. That's what I'm gonna do.
Here's my
but
thing,
then
though.
That's
you're
not
honest.
On her.
No, that's not on her. But it's like, but if we're having that conversation, like, oh, what do you want? And I'm saying, hey, I want a relationship because I know that's what she wants to hear. I'm getting in. But if you're seeing, but if you see that I'm only calling you on the late night tip. I'm only saying, hey, what's up? Like, what are you doing? Where you at? What are you trying to do? Come through, this, that, the other. My actions is already telling you. I'm not trying to have a relationship. I'm just trying to smash.
But why not just say that? My thing is, because you want it that bad, that so you're willing to deceive me to get what you want.
But
from
no. But I'm saying that's not me. But that's not me necessarily. But that's what niggas do, and that's why I said I look at actions first instead of just having that. Like, you could have that conversation, but that conversation, some chicks, literally, like Bergs was saying before, like some chicks act like dudes. All they want is the dick. That's mm-hmm. it, and they don't really care. So. They're not going to tell you, like, for instance, you know, I'm looking for a relationship, right? So they know that what I want is a relationship. So they gonna tell me what I want to hear just to get the dick, just like a nigga.
Yeah, but that takes you from being liable. Like, you don't. The worst thing you want in a relationship is for a relationship to go south, and for you to think that I didn't do enough, or I'm part of the reason this relationship failed. Mm-hmm. If I straight up tell you that I'm looking for a wife, I'm looking for a girlfriend, I'm looking for a mate, and you tell me that's what I'm looking for too, but then you do otherwise, I feel confident
that it's not your fault. It's situation. Yeah.
But I mean, my whole thing is I'm having that conversation up front, but I'm not having it time and time and time again. I have that, like, the initial conversation, what do I want? This is what I want. I leave that all out there. This is what I'm looking for. After that, I'm looking at your actions. I'm not going to keep going back and back and back and forth with what I want, because to me that's redundant. We're too old for that. I need to see your actions, because your actions is going to tell me what you want, right? So that's it. Because if I tell you once, why I gotta keep repeating on what?
There's an understanding period too. Like, there's a, like, everybody's not the same too. Like,
you're right.
So we gotta understand that. Like, just because you tell me exactly what you want doesn't mean I can provide what you want the way you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you gotta give me a grace period and grow with me. And that go for good dudes, that go for scumbags, that go for good girls, that go for good rats, whatever you are. Like, you're trying to, like, you're right here. This person is right here. This person tells you, I want you to be right here. So you're going to try to get here. But you might go this way, go that way, go this way, go that way, just to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this person loves you, they're going to help you get here. Oh, no, you know what? Go straight. Don't make a left there. Go straight. Come here. All right, make a left here. Go around that bump. Come here until you end up there. But
yeah. If you're not guiding them, they're never going
to. You have to be. Yeah, like,
but,
you got
to
be.
But the thing about, to me, I feel like at this age that we're at, right? You know, we're all in our 30s, right? 30 plus.
Mm-hmm.
At this age, if I have to guide you, I don't want you.
That, yo, like, I'm telling you, bro, like.
Like, I don't feel like that's what I need. Like, that's the woman that I'm looking for.
There is no woman that you're looking for. I'm gonna be behind America. Okay. I'm telling you right now, there is no perfect man or no perfect woman.
Oh yeah, that's what you find
is a piece of clay that looks good. It looks moldable, and you got to put your hands on it and you got to start molding it. You got to see potential.
I feel like the clay has to already have a mold. And you're only adding to the details.
His thing is, he always wants something that's already, like, established. I feel like, just like you said, in your mind, you want somebody that's already.
See, I'll put it like this. Hold on. I'm sorry. I know I do this a lot to Sophie. I'm sorry.
The world knows. I can never get a word out.
I know. But I feel like on this point, like, me and Bergs are a little bit different. Because I know, like, Bergs wants to mold. You know, Bergs is a, you know, Coach Bergs. You know, you like to mold and do all those things because you want to mold.
I have patience.
Yeah. For me, I have patience, but I don't have patience when it comes to, like, relationships, because I feel like there's certain things that should already be understood. Like, you know, if I like you, I like you. If you like me, why we have to play that game?
But not everybody have that understanding.
I understand that. And my thing is, I feel like every situation is different, and everybody's not in a situation where they, even though they want a relationship, that they are able to be in a relationship. And I'm not going to put myself in that situation where I have to be quote unquote patient and mold them to what I want, because I have my own responsibilities, you know, my son, that I have to take, you know, I have to think about. So I can't put all that work in that and mold you to what I need you to be. And that's why I say, like, that's where me and Bergs are a little bit different, because I want that, like you were saying, I want that, like, already kind of, like, established person that knows who she is, knows what she wants, and I'm only adding to that.
Okay, question. So
yes,
when you get to the point where you realize that, you know, that this may be somebody that has to be molded and this is like maybe no longer something you want, but are you communicating like, hey, this isn't working because X, Y, and Z and stuff like that? And are you giving her time to adjust? Or are you just going to fade yourself out and just like...
It depends on the situation and it depends on the person. So if the person is... if the person is clingy, like, I would have to have that conversation. Because your clinginess is going to affect me. And I would have to, like, be like, yeah, nah, this is not working for us. Deuces. But if you're not clingy and you have your own situation going on, you are your own stuff, you know, I'm fading to black. Because you're not going to notice that I'm gone.
I think, regardless, as the moment your feelings are established that this isn't what you want, I feel like that should be communicated regardless if the person is clingy or not.
Yeah,
that should be just let it be known, because the whole fading out thing, I feel like that's a waste of time, because in your mind, you feel like, okay, I'm just going to fade myself out. But in her mind, she's thinking like, she may be thinking there's still, we're just in a rough patch.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And maybe this is something like, you know.
I feel like if it's somebody that has like their own shit going on, I don't feel like the rough patch is valid, because if you have your if you have your career and you're doing this and you're doing that and you're moving a certain way, you're not gonna notice certain things, right? You're not gonna know, like, you're not gonna see that I'm slowly backing away. Because you have your own things that you got to worry about. One day you might be like, damn, I haven't talked to Ian in a while. But that'll be like months down the line when we're not talking anymore. But it is what it is. But I feel like if we're able to, quote unquote, still be friends and things like that, it's cool. But if we're not, then, you know, it is what it is. Deuces.
Chalk, I just believe an open conversation should always be given. Like, even if whatever the case may be, just be like, listen, it's not working. You got a lot going on. You know what? You're a cool person. Whatever the case may be, this just wasn't for us.
Okay.
And that's fine. Like, and people can, like, whether she accepts it or not, at least you spoke your piece of why you felt about the situation. Because at that point, she could be like, you know what? I do have a lot going on. And then, because she could be like, you know what? I do have a lot going on. But maybe, let me see, and I will work on that. You're not giving her the opportunity to notice. Because like you said, if she has a lot going on in her life, she may not even realize that she's not giving you the time or attention that you're requiring. Mm-hmm. So, and if you're not, like, really putting that effort in, she's looking at, like, well, he's understanding that I got a lot going on. Not that you're trying to fade to black.
Yeah.
Because I've had a lot going on in my life. And then it's sometimes it's like, I don't even realize that I'm not giving my significant other, my partner, whoever I'm talking to, the time that I'm supposed to.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that I don't like them. Doesn't mean that I'm disregarding them. It's just because it's so much at one point that I don't even realize. And then it's like, oh my bad. I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. Listen, this is what's going on. I always try to be upfront. Like, this is what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
I have this going on, and this is gonna whatever. And I try to be open, but just give me that opportunity so I can maybe see if I can do something. If not, I'm like, listen, I appreciate it. I understand it. I'll keep it pushing.
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I feel like in certain situations, like, I feel like they're the how can I put it in a good way, in a sense? Like, there's certain times where you just got to let the person go. And not everybody understands that. Like, because, like, not every, not even though you may want a relationship, your situation might not allow you to have that relationship. And as a man, as a woman, we have to be able to identify that and be able to move on from that. And I feel like people, we get selfish in a sense, because we're like, for instance, I say, like, I see you, I'm like, damn, I want you. but like I got all this shit going on. You know, I got baby mama drama. I fucking just lost my job. All these things that, you know, that's going on. And instead of saying, you know what, let me fix my life first, and then hopefully you're still single and I can come back. But I'll communicate like, yo, there's a lot of things that's going on in my life. I got to take a step back. I'm going to come when things is right, I'm going to come back. But to me, like, that's the most responsible thing to do, because, you know, no romance, you know, without the correct finances. Right.
So with that point you just made being said,
yeah,
are you one of those people that believe people in jail shouldn't be in no relationship?
Yeah, nah.
Why not?
Because you gonna have to, you gotta fix your situation first.
So if you got a belligerent baby mama, you don't deserve to have a girlfriend? Like if my baby mother was a jerk and I got issues going on because
No, that has nothing to do with no.
That's one of the things you got going on. That's one of the things you just, as an example.
That could be a major problem, because
that could be a problem, but that to me,
I've seen relationships break up because
I've seen that too. But if you're able to, the whole thing about it is, if, you know, say for instance, you know, fortunately, you know, me and my, the mother of my child, we're not
seeing eye to eye.
I mean, we see eye to eye. We're seeing eye to eye right now. We're cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But say we weren't cool, right? It's my job for that not to affect y'all, like whoever I'm dealing with. So that's my problem. If that problem is now falling onto y'all, then I have to remove myself away from that, because that's not your problem. My baby mom's is not your problem.
So, but again, how can you control someone else? If it's your time to drop your son off to her,
yeah,
she's not home, and you got a date, and now you got your son and you got your potential date waiting. How is that a downfall to you? How is that?
That's not a downfall to me.
Then what if she's like, that's my situation. Man, you got too much going on.
But this
like,
is
I
a
can't.
Constant thing. No, then that's an issue with her.
So,
based on what you were saying earlier, yeah, that means that you don't deserve to be in a relationship because you don't have your shit in order.
But if that's something constantly happening, yeah, then I gotta get my shit in order. I have to have a plan B.
How can you? There's nothing you can
have
do.
You can have a plan B.
What? Drop him at my mother's?
Yeah. Why not?
That's still not in order.
It's
not.
Still blowing up your phone. That's just a band-aid for the moment, because exactly, she's still going to be an issue. Listen,
I'll put it like this. Hold on. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be an issue if, for instance, my baby mom's is not around and she's not picking up her child and this, that, the other, our child, and that's not it. Then my situation is, when it's our time to hang out, I'm going to make sure that I have a babysitter, right? I'm going to make sure that my babysitter is going to be available. So I, just in case his mom doesn't pick him up, I have my babysitter. If that's my mom, not my aunt, cousin, whatever, whoever it is, I'm making sure that my son is taken care of, because that's my number one priority, right? Mm-hmm. So my next step is then making sure that you're good and you understand what's going on. Now, what's going on, as long as my baby mom isn't hitting you up and trying to attack you, this is my problem. This is not your problem.
So let me
And as long as I'm able to handle that and make time for us, we're okay.
So my question would be to you is, yeah, what if I had a lot going on in my life, as you mm-hmm. said, that they're not established or whatever the case may be,
yeah,
and I communicate that with you from the rip. Listen, this is what's going on in my life. Are you going to just say, like, even we're vibing, we getting, we mm-hmm. here, and then what are you going to do at that point? Are you going to decide
if
to
we're
leave?
Vibing, if we're vibing and it's not affecting, like, the whole thing about it is it affecting me? If it's affecting me, then I'm going to be like, I'm going to take a step back. But if you establish, like, hey, this is what's going on, you know, I'm having issues with this, that, and I understand, and it's not affecting me,
I mean, anything can affect you, truth be told. Like, you could work overnight and she works during the day and that could affect you. Yeah. Oh, you're not sleeping in the bed with me. You could have a kid and she don't have a kid. Oh, you paying, you know what I mean? Like, you got to run over here. You got to go to school here. You could be in prison. serving your time. That don't affect her, and she could be like, oh, I need you home, it's making me lonely. Anything can affect you that you allow into effect. What I'm saying, when you love somebody, there's a grace and there's a compromise that takes place. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, Ian, you might meet a chick that got 5 out of 6 things you like. If you turn her down because she ain't got the 6th thing, you're the idiot. Mm-hmm. Because you're supposed to be like, you can cook.
For real.
You cook. You got a great job. You're loyal. You're trustworthy. You don't lie. But you're not good with finances. Are you cutting her off just because of that?
Well.
Or are you going to say, hey, you know what? Let me try to help you.
So no. So
some people don't have that didn't have that. So yeah. Then you can help them, and then that's something that y'all can work on together.
That is true. I'm gonna say with not saying too much,
don't use no personal examples.
Yeah, I get that. So can I say, I feel like I agree. I feel like you have a tendency that a female could have, like. You could have your top 6 things that you want in a female. She could have 5. But because she doesn't have that 1, it's like, okay, I'm not going to give you my... I'm not going to, like, really make you a matter. Potential no, because no. of
it's,
that
it's
1.
Not, it's not that 1. It's a combination of things that's not allowing us to make it to the next level. So it doesn't mean... If it's just 1 thing... I need to get over that shit. But if it's a combination of things where it's affecting you and it's affecting me, then that's the problem. And so that's how I look at it. So if it's affecting me and it's affecting you and it's a combination, it's not just 1 thing, it's not just 2 things, it's a combination of things that's going on. Yeah, you need to handle that shit over there.
I could agree with that if you're saying it's a combination of things. But I just feel like we as people have like a standard, like we have a list. I've got female customers that come in a barbershop that have
you have a list
that have no you know how
I know you have a after list. After
I had my last relationship,
you know I know you have a list. I know how picky you.
I was super picky.
First of all, nigga, you've always been picky. You've always been picky, but. I respect that though, because not everybody is. You have your standard, and this is what you want. This is your idea. Okay,
with me being picky, what else have I always been? Single. So that goes in.
Facts. You don't got it. That's
but my thing is this though: not everybody is worth your time.
You're right, 100%.
And so
right.
there's probably been plenty of women that have come your way. That was not worth your time.
But there's probably been plenty of women, and you know it too. You've even said it to me.
Yeah.
Birds. Like, what's wrong with her? And I'm like, oh, da, da, da. And you like, bro, you just being picky. You just... Because you...
But I also feel like you was... I mean, not going into real, real personal things, but I feel like you was holding out for one particular person, and that was it. That's just my opinion.
Here's what I will say. I had my blinders on like a horse at a race. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't able to see any good in anybody. I had my viewpoints and I was like, no, it's got to be perfect in order for me to jump in it. And it took me years to realize that there's nothing perfect out there.
No perfect woman.
Like you got no perfect you man. Have to find a woman that you can love. Meaning like she meets the criteria you're looking for. Mm-hmm. In a broad sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you're looking for a nurturing woman, she's got to be nurturing. If you're looking for a understanding woman, she's got to be understanding. If you're looking for a playful woman, she's got to be playful. Once you have that base, then I think from there, it's like we've all pretty much said, open communication as to what I want. And you guys meet each other halfway.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you're not at the, even though you got a lot going on for yourself, you've done a lot. You're not at the full potential you could be.
No, of course
there's,
not.
There's a part of you that could probably be a millionaire.
I'm still working on it.
There's probably that part of you that could be a million, but you never know. Your future girlfriend or wife could be that missing link to bring you to that.
Yeah, you're right.
So she
you're
can't
right.
look at you and be like, oh, this nigga only making 80,000. Like, oh, nah. I need me a nigga that's making 250 or better. Like, mm-hmm. I had a chick say that in a barbershop, and I'm like,
you're stupid.
You're single.
Yeah.
No mm-hmm. wonder.
This is why you're single.
Like, yo, you looking for he got to be at least 6'2". Like, he got to make this.
When I hear a chick say that, that puts my little fucking...
I hate him, guys. His pettiness.
I'm going to try to...
he would, like, because he say, oh, I want a 6'2", nigga, now he's going to be like, okay, now I'm going to make you, like, change your mind about a 6'2", nigga.
It's the challenge. Now I'm going to show you.
But mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 times, you're lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're lying.
Cause like
if I tell you I want a supermodel, I'll need my chick to be a 10 out of 10. That's a lie.
Cause it'll be like, how many girls have you had that was a 10 out of 10, or how many niggas that you had was a 10 out of 10? Like,
exactly.
No, yeah.
Like, what are your own qualities? Like, can you meet that level? Like, you want this? Are you close to get? Are you
exactly.
with? Are what they want? Like,
do you
someone?
Know what comes with exactly. that? Do you know what insecurities come with dating a chick that's mm-hmm. a freaking video vixen? Do you know what? The amount of, like, guys looking at your girl, the attention she getting on Facebook.
The baggage.
And yeah.
comes with baggage.
People in her comments
and
disrespecting
don't
you.
Telling
her.
Your age.
And,
exactly.
and now you pressing her because you like, yo, why are you saying thank you? Why are you LOLing?
Oh, my God.
You know what
I
I'm
had
saying?
A guy like that. I had a guy, some dude commented under a birthday post and said happy birthday with heart eyes. Mind you, that ex, he didn't even have Instagram. But he still saw it and was like, yo, who is this? All he said was happy birthday and heart eyes. And I didn't even respond to it. And he was still upset about it. So it was like, what the heck is going on? What the heck is happening right now? Like, I don't get it. It's like, you have to, I agree.
I think people have these high expectations of what they want, but they don't have the qualifications to get that.
Oh.
They don't. They're nowhere near who the person they want will want.
That is a fucking gem that you just said, because you are so fucking right.
What's his name be preaching? Kevin cool. Samuels, and they hate on him for saying that. But that's the one thing I agree
Sophie
with.
Sophie don't like Kevin Samuels.
I agree with that, though. Like, yo, you can't want to go to Harvard. You ain't got Harvard grades.
Exactly. I agree with that.
I just don't like his approach and how he handles it.
I mean, his approach is what gets him views. That's really what it is. But his message,
is
deeper than that.
So
yeah, but I feel like the end conclusion is, like, I feel like you just have to communicate, and in the moment of time where you realize, you know, that person is off, or you're not 100% feeling that person in the moment, I feel like you still should communicate that and let that person know, and allow that person to either A, switch it up so they can now, like, give you what you're looking for, or decide for themselves to, like, I can't give you what you want, I'm gonna walk away. But if you're not communicating that, if you're not letting that person know, like, hey, like, I know we've been kicking it for a while, but now I feel like we're in a space where, like, I'm not really liking how we are in this moment. I'm not liking, you know, how we're moving. Some, like, I feel like things are off, and, you know, maybe we need this. You have to communicate that. If you're not communicating it, then it's always gonna be a lingering issue.
Yeah, definitely. And I also think that even if it's not necessarily the change for you, that maybe you may be giving her the opportunity to see something that she can change for someone else. Something that she may not have even noticed.
But why
you
won't you?
No other nigga.
Well, why not care about
that
nigga?
Like, but just for myself.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I don't even know that's an issue. So now, like, going forward, I need to be more mindful of how I treat others.
Every,
what's going on.
Every relationship should be not an L if it doesn't work out, but a lesson.
A lesson, yes. Yep.
So you should take something from, even if it don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I feel like we should end off on that one. Because, you know, every relationship, you know.
So, I mean, just based on tonight, I found out Anne ain't shit.
I've known that. I'm so happy birthday this year because I've been saying this is the longest.
About 25 years of not being shit.
Ladies, if y'all hear any excuses about him and he has to go get his son or his son is coming, run at this point. Hey. Nigga ain't shit. He ain't shit.
I'm just saying the only time longest. It's only if you're trying to spend the night. If you're not trying to spend the night, we good. If you're trying to spend the night, yeah, I
feel like that should be the title of the show.
You make them walk down
shit.
Three flights of steps.
That's it right. Excuse there me?
You really gonna make them walk down three flights of steps?
Yo, 4 in the morning.
Yeah, 4 like, in the morning.
Like, hey yo, man, you need your, first of all, you need your exercise, yo.
If you ever been to Ian's house, you know them flights of stairs are.
Hey man, I'm on the
third
bro
floor.
Man, bro man on the third floor. But nah, you know, I really enjoy this. So, you know, I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm going to need, you know, Torin to come back. Because you know what? The funny thing about it is, right, when she sent me her number, like her name and her number, I read as it Torian, right?
So I'm like, you playing, what this? What nigga is texting me?
I'm like, wait, Torian? I'm like, wait a minute. Because I was sitting next to a chick all night.
I was like, wait.
Know, not against, you know, if she was trans, she was trans. But damn, she fooled it. She fooled the shit out of me.
This episode. Yeah.
Definitely was like, I did not know when I first read the name. I'm like, really? Like, you must keep going to check my neck. Like,
what is it? How you spell it? Tor?
Like Lauren, but with
it's
a T.
It's Lauren, but with a T.
T-A-N. But I read.
I went to school with a Torian, that's why. So that could we could think Torian. Yeah.
So I was like, what? But then
but
I was
see
like,
how
right.
The clarification right there, like Lauren, but with a T. So when I say that, now you look at them, you look at my name, and it's like, okay, now I see it.
You look at it differently.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm appreciative of that. Thank you. But you know, I thank you for coming. And Bergs, again, thank you for coming because you know we did have a good time.
Definitely have to come back.
And I want both of y'all. I want both of y'all to be back. You know, it's definitely, you know, a good conversation. You know, different subjects next time. You know, yeah, even though definitely.
I learned a lot about Ian. I ain't
know. Hey, you know,
you learn he ain't shit.
Clearly,
you learn something new every day.
He tried to give up all the old stories and shit. I'm like,
first of all, I didn't give up any stories. I just said, you know, I was giving hypotheticals. I was giving hypotheticals.
You was coming down on him. You was calling him out.
That nigga had me on Maury Povich today.
I thought it was gonna be, you know,
I thought his memory was bad. Nigga must be taking sea mosses.
You know what it is? You know,
his elderberries and everything.
The funny thing is, you know, before we go, you know, Bergs is, you know, sometimes my barber. You know, a lot of times, like, you know, I be cutting my own hair. So if my shit's fucked up, that's on me. When my shit's on point, that's on him, right? But growing up.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Growing up. So, you know, this is why Bergs doesn't get a tip from me, right?
He don't tip you when you cut his hair?
No. He barely
told me, don't eat yellow snow. That was
The thing about it is,
split
you. That's your tip.
Burns barely even gets the full payment. I'd be like, the fuck? I'm not paying this. So, you know, it is what it is, and I respect him. You know, he still takes my time. You know, when I put the request on, he, like, you know, he doesn't deny it. He says, yeah.
I'll be thinking it's Jeffrey. That's what.
So, you know, it is what it is.
And then, now that you know that, he gonna start coming with Jeffrey and be like, nah, it was actually for me.
But you know what it is, though? There's been times, you know, when Burks was coming up, Burks had me looking like Karl Malone. That shit was...
It's the progression. It's the progression.
So the story Ian talking about, I think we was like in the sixth grade. And I don't know what... I wasn't even into like cutting hair or something. But I think I had like my dad's clippers downstairs.
Definitely did.
Ian lived like down a block. So I'm like, yo, come through. So he comes through.
We had first of all, we had the eighth grade like dance.
Oh,
yeah.
Nigga comes through, and I'm like, he like, yo, I need a cut. I ain't get a cut. I'm like, yo, because
he
cut
been
you.
Saying first of all, Burns not even gonna. He's Burns is embellishing a little bit. Burns was like, yo, I got you. I got these clippers. I'm gonna cut you up.
He was hyping himself up.
I ain't gonna lie. I was looking real raggedy.
He didn't look like the kid from Different Strokes. You know how you young the young kids who
I was looking raggedy. I was looking raggedy. I was
shape
it's
up
facts.
To nothing.
It was facts.
Yes.
It was facts. He's telling the truth.
So Ian comes through. I put a chair outside. I hook,
we in the backyard. We in the backyard.
Outlet. I'm hooking it up, and I'm cutting in.
This nigga gave me a big razor.
Wait a minute, let him finish the story.
This is the thing, I didn't know what a calic was. That's like when you have the swirl in your hair. Mm-hmm. So Ian has one up front. You can probably see it still. In the front. So I'm like, fuck it. All I know is you put the guard on the clipper and you just go like this. So I'm going with the grain, cutting it down. Ian had that little mini afro. Ian looked like, this is what Ian hair looked like. Like a nigga that did 6 months in the county. So it was curly. The sideburns was fuzzy and shit.
I always tell Ian he should go out his hair because he has really good curly hair. Maybe this is why, because you have past trauma.
So I'm cutting this shit, right? I get to the front. So I go over. I'm like, fuck. Dude. That shit took more than usual. I'm like, yo, I didn't even move the guard. It's the same. But I didn't realize he had a calic. So I was like, oh. So Ian, he trying to look back. I'm like, nah. I'm like, sit still. Sit still. I'm not done. I'm not done. He was like, what happened? He was like, don't take it too long. I'm like, nah, I got you. I'm going to hook it up, bro. This is how you get waves. You know how you lie. You got to tell a lie. You want waves, right? This is how you get waves. So now I'm like, all right, there's nothing else I can do. He got one patch that's light and the rest is dark. Fuck it. I took the guard off. I just open blade. I'm like, this. I know it's going to be even if I do this. This is the business. I take this. And you're like, yo, it's getting kind of cold out here.
It's about to be summertime. So
I'm feeling mad breeze in my scalp.
Nah, Ian, everybody got this cut. You're going to be fly.
Not everybody got this cut.
Yeah. I finished. He let me go in the bathroom. I'm like, nah. I'm like, nah, yo, my dad about to come on. I got to put these clippers in.
Don't look in no mirrors on your way home.
If I'm not mistaken, I think one of our friends was riding a bike or something.
Yeah.
I think, was it Casimiro, the Asian kid?
Nah. It was, he passed away, Charles.
Charles?
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody came and hopped the fence and looked at Ian's hair damn, why you cut that shit so long? Ian was so mad, yo. He was mad.
But the thing about it is, hold on. The kicker is it, right? He's only talking about the regular clippers, right? This nigga didn't have the T-line. So this nigga had a fucking Bic razor. It was lining me up.
Not a Bic razor.
It was Steve Harvey, though. The thing was back, but it was Steve Harvey sharp.
Yeah. That shit was so. That shit was a fucking you.
Ian, the whole time, after I was done shit, I knew it was fucked up because Ian looked like he was excited the whole time. I'm like, yo, why your eyebrows so high? But it was because I pushed his line so far.
Oh my god.
Why your eyebrows so high?
Yo, he was walking around
what happened?
But the thing about it is, let's fast forward that. We was 13, right? Yeah. At that age? Let's fast forward to we're 20 something, right? I'm at his shop. I'm like, yo. He's like, yo, what you want? So I was like, Burns was like, yo, what you want? I was like, yo, give me the usual. He was like, I got you. I, put it on, whatever. Now, if you're, you get your hair cut a lot, you know, you start to fall asleep, whatever, you start dipping off. But you know there's a time limit on your haircut, right? You know, after like usually my haircuts only last a good 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Bing bang boom. I'm like, wait a minute. This shit's been going on for a good like 45. Why is he still using the regular clippers? Like, why is he lining me up? So I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna think nothing of it. Maybe there's just a lot of niggas in here and he's talking, whatever, whatever. So I'm still dozing off, going whatever, whatever, whatever. So then he gets the line up, whatever. So then he's like, all right, you're done. Now, usually as a barber, you know, you get the mirror. You let the person see it. You be like, okay, it's good. All right, here's the money, right? He was like, all right, get off the chair. I was like, yo, where's the mirror at? He was like, nah, like, somebody else. I'm like, it's right there. So he was like, fuck. So he grabs the mirror, he gives it to me, and I'm like, yo, the fuck? Where's my hair? This nigga gave me a fucking DMX bald. And I was like, yo, what's going on?
Who was you lining up?
Yo, I think I forgot about his calic again.
Oh, man, God.
But yo, Ian fucks up sometimes too, because Ian like to fall asleep a lot.
Hey, man.
And one time,
Ian falls asleep.
And this is the thing.
Everywhere.
So one time, I'm shaving Ian up, right? And this nigga starts falling asleep, and I'm like,
oh, he went.
No, I'm like, yo, Ian, come on, right? So I'm like shaping up his little beard and shit. So I go to do his mustache, and Ian's like falling asleep and like woke up and said something. So one side was like Pepe Le Pew. So now I gotta make the other, yo. It was literally like four hairs just hanging over. And I'm like, yo, you did that. It's not on me. Like, you gotta have
one. Nah, that was your fault. Like,
I be looking at him like, I ain't paying for this shit. Like, yo, and the thing about it is, I'll be like, nah, I ain't paying for this shit. And I'll sit there and I'll talk to him for a few. You be like, yo, you gonna pay me? Like, no.
So then I had the lot, so I'm like, yo, Ian, you should just cut it off. All niggas is not wearing
mustaches. It's
mustache
the new style. Like, it's the new style. Everybody rocking it like that.
Meanwhile, Bird's got a fucking life. James Harden over there. Like, ain't nobody wearing a mustache anymore.
But can we just shout out for the progression? It's all about the growth. You can now say you help him because you know in
Ian
order to learn
my first cut.
Yeah, in order to learn, you know, you have to learn from your mistakes, yeah, and you have to be the punching bag for his greatness.
I feel so, you, because, you know,
you
know.
He gave you your passion. Ian
was definitely, like, my first cut. I'm not even going to hold you, like.
I'll put it like this, though. Like, Dwight Howard is not getting the same cut as me. I'm just saying that right now, you know. Nobody on the Eagles was getting the same cut as me. But
mind you help him get facts. But you help him get to that level because he had to make those mistakes in order to be great.
You're right.
So
and yeah, look at your hair. Look, man, that looks so
much,
nice.
And don't come in when it's appointment time. He just walk in.
First of all, I've been working on that. I've come in on. First of all, hold on. Fuck that. You talking about my appointment time.
And that's the end of our show.
Yes.
You talking about my
appointment. Thank you for watching the new normal podcast. Comment, subscribe.
We love you, LA.
This nigga, first of all, you forgot who controls this shit. This nigga is not there at, like, when I would say, for instance, I'd be like, nah, put your hand over there. This thing is not there. When I schedule an appointment, this nigga will not be normal here. And
our,
I don't know if it's because it's me.
Our host is drunk and belligerent at this moment.
He does not know what he's talking about. He's now making
not reflect the views.
Now, if you go to House of Blaze, you know, shout out House of Blaze.
House of Blaze, 600 William Street, Piscataway.
Yes. If you go there and you go on the app and you schedule an appointment with Bergs, Bergs may be next door.
Stop.
Ordering a fucking sandwich. So we're just gonna put it out there. But anyway, you know, getting back to, you know,
ending the show because we went past over time.
We way past, but definitely. It was fine. You know, hopefully y'all, you know, want to come back.
Definitely.
Definitely. And you know, do you want to shout out anything else?
Follow our Instagram page @house_blades_.
Yeah, we'll have that right underneath.
Yes, you have showing your Instagram up right now. You wanna- It's like that.
It's just snacks.
Just snacks. Yeah. That's gonna be a nickname that probably sticks just because of you.
Yes, it will. And you know, again, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. You know, our YouTubes, on our Anchor, our streaming services. You know, keep
everything. All the links is on Instagram. So yeah. Go to our Instagram.
Do what you gotta do.
You find our link tree, and it has all our links to everything. There.
So, with that being said,
this is the new No More Podcast.